The chief executive officer of NPR says he is stepping down, as long promised, in 2019. Yarl Mohn has been running the network for more than 4 years, a period of dramatic change in media, much drama in politics, and some turmoil within the network itself. NPR's David Folkenflik is here. David, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
What's Yarl Mohn saying about his departure?
Well, Mohn is 66 years old. He's saying that he and his wife really live in Los Angeles. He's been commuting back and forth to our headquarters in Washington, as well as to stations all over the country. And he said he wanted to step back a bit, that this is his choice. The board had asked him to continue. And indeed, I talked to board members over the last 24 hours and said they did ask him to continue, that this was really his choice.
And he had actually said for some years, if I'm not mistaken, that he was going to do 1 5-year contract. It ends sometime next year. But you didn't say retire. You said step back. What does that mean?
He's going to be leading NPR's fundraising ventures as president emeritus. He's doing this with an eye to the 50th anniversary of the network in 2020. And in that effort, he and his wife, Pamela, are giving $10 million from their own significant personal fortune.
How's the company changed in the 4+ years that Mohn has been in charge?
Well, he arrived as a resolute champion of the idea that old-fashioned terrestrial broadcasting could be a success and that he wanted to drive up the size of our audiences. And in fact, they have gone up significantly for major news shows in his 4.5, almost 5 years. We've also seen record audiences for our digital side. And he really stabilized our finances, or at least the network did under him. It had been in deficit, I believe, for 5 of the 6 years preceding him, and it's had surpluses ever since. He's seen corporate sponsorships go up 40%, a pretty good record in a lot of fronts.
Although, along with those high ratings, was a disaster in 2017.
A crisis, a catastrophe. That was his pick for our chief news executive, Mike Oreskes, was caught up in public allegations in October of 2017, the end of October, of sexual harassment that had occurred two decades earlier when he was the Washington bureau chief for the New York Times. It turned out what we didn't know publicly was that there had been two allegations against Mike Oreskes from two of our female NPR colleagues, journalists here, that he had behaved inappropriately, and that although Oreskes had been rebuked privately, there had been no further action taken. A number of our colleagues believe strongly then, a year ago when they learned of this, and now to this day, that Yarl Mohn and his leadership failed to take sufficient action and failed to take sufficiently swift action against Oreskes on his front.
He took some time off for health reasons around that time, came back, is now leaving on his own timetable, on his own terms. What's a main challenge for his successor?
Well, so there are a couple things going on. First is that Lauren Mayer has, with Mohn's charge, overseen a vast array of reforms intended to reflect not only better conditions in terms of addressing and inhibiting harassment in the workplace, but a vast array of other concerns as well in terms of workplace culture. Mohn has just named a new network news chief. Her name is Nancy Barnes. She came from the Houston Chronicle. She'll have to take up this charge with whomever succeeds Mohn. And the idea is how to prosper and to succeed in the digital age, even when running a traditional radio network.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine a more complex challenge than this moment to be in media when the way you distribute things is changing massively, but what you are actually reporting is under such stress as well.
That's right.
David, thanks very much for the update. Really appreciate it.
You bet.
That's NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. He is reporting this morning that the CEO of NPR, Yarl Mohn, says he will step down at the end of his contract in the middle of 2019.